Oh, dude, you know what? The movie that I think you really should go see is the Sex and the City movie, man. It totally, totally rock.
Hey kid.
And what?
Fuck you.
Really? Really not.
Oh my God. Who the hell wants to see? Okay, Kim Cattrall. She was kind of hot back in like when she was Andrew McCarthy back in the 80s in Mannequin. I mean, okay, she was probably like 20 something now. What is she now? Like 55? I mean, shouldn't she be retiring soon?
Dude, here's my whole thing with like Sex and the City. Every time I've ever turned the channel and saw Sex and the City, I could not turn the channel fast enough. So I have no idea what's going on. I have no idea why they decided to make a movie. Hopefully, they say somebody dies in the movie. I think that was the big thing, and I'm like, maybe they all die, and I don't have to put up with it
Oh, that'd be so awesome. I would go see it if that happened, okay?
anymore. Yeah. They should just have like a giant nuclear explosion in like New York, and that'll be the end of the movie. That would rock. You know what? I might pay to go into the movie and just go in for like the last 10 seconds if that was true.
It's so funny because I hear so many people in the seduction community say, like, how you should be watching Sex and the City, and there's so much you can learn about women by watching Sex and the City. To me personally, I've never watched a show, and the only time I have ever interacted with a show is when girls were trying to shit test me with it. I pick up a girl, or I go back to her place. The first thing she wants to test me with is like, "All right, we're gonna sit here and we're gonna watch Sex and the City. It's my favorite show." And I'm just like, "I'm not watching it. I mean, it's not gonna happen here, okay?"
That is the proper response, sir. That is the proper response.
Yeah, turn the channel. I mean.
Yeah.
It's a shit test. It's just like, okay, does this guy have any nuts? Because women know guys don't want to watch that shit. If you'll sit there and watch an episode of Sex and the City with her, she knows you just want to fuck her. I mean, you just seem so needy and pathetic.
If you sit there and watch an episode of Sex and the City with her, you pretty much became her girlfriend, and it's all over with their guy. The best thing you could possibly do is if for some reason some girl invites you over and she turns Sex and the City on and forces you to watch it, would be to get up and leave.
So that's so true. You know, get her number and walk off and leave. Yeah, you're there. Tuck your nuts and your dick up your ass and sit there and watch her and just be her friend. Say, oh.
No, it's not worth. No, it's not even worth that, guy. I mean, I guess if she's got a lot of hot friends that she could somehow like introduce you to, but it's still not worth it. Just leave. If you have a chance with her, she'll stop you before you get out the door. If you
That's
don't
so
have a chance
true.
with her, you can just go home. It would probably be much less frustrating to be home because you could be watching like the game or something.
Another thing that there's like two things that actually came out through all that show because I never really watched the show, but apparently these girls sit around and talk about guys and they drink Cosmopolitans, which are this watered down pomegranate. I don't know if they have pomegranate or what, but there's some kind of martini or something like that. And I have friends back in when I lived in Minneapolis. We'd go out to the club, and one of them would dare the other one to walk around the club and hit on women drinking a Cosmopolitan. And I tell you what, if you have approach anxiety or something like that what a great way to get rid of it, man. I mean,
Oh,
walk
that's
around.
a good move. That's a
Yeah.
good move. I like that move.
It's pretty much equivalent to like meow or Savoy talking gay. I mean, yeah, you fly underneath the radar if you're walking around with a Cosmo.
Oh, dude, I got. Oh, that totally. That's good. I like that one. I don't have to steal that one. I like that one a lot because you get a Cosmo, you get like an N, and you didn't even have to. Who cares? If she starts getting on you, why you're drinking a Cosmo? Just say, I don't know. My buddy dared me to drink it.
Yeah, that's
I don't
great, man.
know. It's fine. By that point, you got an in. You got an in to start talking, and by the time it becomes important, it'll be gone anyway.
It's pretty much like rocking around with Cosmo is in some form kind of like peacocking. I mean, wouldn't you say?
Oh, I think so. It sounds like a good peacock to me, man. Because if you got the balls to walk around with a Cosmo in your hand, you definitely whatever. They're definitely going to give you attention. If you're a PUA, you'll be able to deal with whatever type of attention they give you. They're either going to give you shit tests for it, or they're going to be like, "Oh, that's really cool that you're drinking a Cosmo." Oh, well, here's the best thing about a Cosmo too. It's like what? They're pretty watered down. They're not alcohol in a Cosmo, so that's fine. You can like nurse a Cosmo and not have to worry about like your game going away because you're hammered.